Okay, welcome back to the wrap up of KE Report. Primarily, official name is Corlin Economics, but it really has become Corlin Politics, for lack of better terms. I think we have to focus a little bit more on economics in the future. Jimmy, what do you want to talk about in this final segment?
Well, I think, you know, just the overall feeling around the country right now. I think, you know, you've got this little gap right now of maybe tension. There'd been a big buildup of tension with when, you know, gas was reaching over $5 a gallon, when the inflation rate was skyrocketing continually. And of course, we had the Ukrainian war. We had all these different issues that were all coming to a head.
Right.
And right now in August, you're not seeing a lot of that. I think a lot of that has to do with global corporate media playing down some of the real issues that are facing America. And I think by doing that, they're protecting this administration. And by protecting this administration, they're protecting their financial interests because they can pay off this administration to achieve their ends, not the ends for a better America. And I think that's right now what we're facing with this entire sense of DC privilege that really has lost touch with the rest of America.
Well, you're saying the DC environment has really lost touch with America. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. I think the Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to retain the House and the Senate and certainly the executive office. Are they going to succeed? I don't know. It's hard to say, in my opinion. I'm going to be talking more about that next week. Like to get your comments, you guys out there. We've got a very active blog. I'd like to know what you guys think about the upcoming November elections. I really, really wonder if the Republicans are doing the correct thing right now, many of the Republican candidates, or if they're basically treading water. I hope to hell they're not, is all I can say, but according to a lot of the newscasters, I guess I wouldn't even call them that. I wouldn't call them necessarily some of the guys on Fox News casters. I would call them very, very bright editorialists. And I have to say that, in my opinion, the editorialists are doing, quite frankly, I think pretty good in terms of showing the pitfalls that some of the Republican candidates are falling into right now. Jimmy, you talked about that a little bit yesterday in our daily editorial. Why don't you repeat what you said? I think it's very important.
Well, so I agree with you. There are some, overall, the Republican Party, there is weakness at the senior leadership in the Republican Party. And the reason why there's weakness is because they're the controlled opposition. They've been used to negotiating, and they think on terms of, well, we want to make things work and we got to work with our friends across the aisle,
right?
Because a lot of them are friends. I mean, a lot of these senators and Congress people are actually personal friends, Democrat, Republican. And then when it comes down to it, it's all about the politics and it's the media spin. Mm-hmm. Well, the Republican Party has been fighting against an enemy that could care less about integrity and moral leadership. They and the Republicans don't understand the fight.
Yep.
They don't understand that you can cut a deal with Jerry Nadler or with Dick Durbin, and the next moment he's going to stab you in the back.
Yeah.
Because there is no moral leadership. There is, and of course they're going to say the same with the Republicans, and that's what the Democrats are doing right now. They're actually casting Republicans as the people that are trying to destroy democracy because they support a populist movement that represents putting America first and taking care of the individuals. And they're spinning that very effectively with the propaganda of the media. And the Republican leadership doesn't understand that. But here's where I think there's a difference, Al. There's a saying that's been around for a long time: all politics are local. And when it comes down to who's winning in these local primaries, when it comes down to who's actually pushing back against some of these, you know, gender identity issues, when it comes to, you know, the family economic issues,
yeah,
moms and parents And people in the neighborhoods are fed up and they are tired of it. So they are selecting in primaries people that will stand up for their interests. So when November comes around, I expect to see at the state and local level a tremendous push against this gender ideology, against these, the policies that defund the police. And you're seeing it all over the place right now, where Democrats are actually having to back away from some of their previous statements.
Yeah.
But they've said it and they've done it. And they're the ones that watch cities burn. You know, over 200 cities, $2 billion worth of damage in 2020. They're the ones that supported COVID lockdowns. They're the ones that supported the CDC because of, quote, the science. And now the CDC is coming out and saying, we failed you because we didn't follow the science. The reality's coming to a head to these people. Now, if the Republican Party can't capitalize it at the national level, at the local level, there is pushback. And that's what really needs to happen in America to get back on track to a reasonable community and a reasonable society that does respect each other, but also has standards that we live by. And that's where I see we're headed.
Repeat that phrase, if you would, Jim.
Oh, boy, I don't even know if I remember. But no, I see that the real, where the rubber meets the road is at the local level. And regardless of what's happening at the national level, I think people in local communities will put us back on track to put rational, accepting, tolerance, but with reasonable expectations and you know, a standard that public standards that are actually bettering our communities, not hurting them, destroying them, and dividing them.
Well, it would appear that that's true when you look at a lot of the candidates that were endorsed by Trump. I mean, his success rate in endorsements was incredibly high.
Yeah, he's at somewhere close to 200 positive endorsements and about 15 failures. That is unprecedented in history. And the reason why, it's not just Trump. It's not endorsing Trump's endorsement. It's the endorsement of an idea that America should have standards of living, that we should be bettering each other, that we should be protecting our interests, that we shouldn't be throwing away our borders and throwing these gender ideologies and all this, you know, this racial division into our communities. That's what people are actually supporting. And Trump is not, he just represents that. He's the guy that was selected because people were fed up. And you know what you saw in Wyoming with
Cheney.
Well, yeah, with Cheney and with Harriet Hegman, she said it straight up at the end of her speech. America is fed up with all these little issues, the ridiculousness of the left. And at the same time, the left is losing Black community support. They're losing Hispanic community support.
You've mentioned that a number of times.
Massively, massively losing that. And that's how they win. That's how the Democrats, the progressive win. Now they've isolated themselves because they are protecting their elitist ideological views, and they're actually being more racist and more divisive than anyone else. And that's going to come back to haunt them.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to be speaking more this week on the fact that the Democrats have lost a very significant amount of the Hispanic vote. We're going to look at that issue during our editorials this week and determine why, in our opinion, that's the case. I'm going to do the same thing with the African American vote because that's very important. It's very important for a number of reasons. The main reason is the Democrats have been counting very, very significantly on the Democratic vote, on the support of the African Americans for the Democratic vote. I think it's critical that we look into this situation because right now what I'm seeing is that we have an interesting election coming up in certainly this year in 22. And we have a critical election coming up in 24. We're going to opine on that during the editorials of next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.